neither. Should you get upset with anyone, nor should you allow anyone to get upset with you. Be happy and make happy. It shouldn't be that once you go back to the center and one month the treasure of happiness stays with you, and then after 1 month gradually this treasure diminishes, it finishes. Hope it doesn't happen that way. Will it finish? Will it finish? And they say no. It will be with you all the time. Will it? Okay. Have you given your body, mind, wealth to Baba? Have you? You have given your heart to Baba too, haven't you? Have you given your heart to Baba? If you have given your heart also to Baba, then your heart is no longer for you. It has to act according to the directions of the Father. The one who already has given his heart to the Comforter of Hearts, he will not give his heart to any souls, will he? He will not give his heart to any souls. That is, or it's like he will not fall in love with any human beings. Baba is saying that. That means he will not give his heart to human beings. Therefore, with your attitude, with your drishti, hope you won't express your love through your, that love through your eyes or your attitude. Or is it, have you given part of your heart to Baba and part of it to souls? Have you? No, don't give your heart to human beings. Consider it to be Baba's property. Say, give that your heart to the Comforter of Hearts. There are many stories of those who give their hearts. Therefore, Kumars, you should remember. So whether it's Kumars or those living in households, this is meant for everyone. But today Baba is addressing the Kumars, because today is a day for the Kumars. This is why Baba is drawing the attention. Never in the future should a report come or a complaint come from the Kumars or about the Kumars. You should say that this heart belongs to Baba, so how can it be given to anyone else? If someone's vision or attitude is weak, that means his heart is weak. And if someone's heart is weak, he should make it strong here. In that, will you say Haji? And they again raise their hand, it means yes. Or will you go back and say, Baba, what could I do? Circumstances were such. Let anything happen. As you have already promised with Bap Dada. Your promise to Bap Dada that, Baba, come what may, let the difficulties come, let any situation arise, let anything happen, but we surrender our body, mind, wealth to you. So keep up to your promise. To make a promise to Baba. It is a pledge in front of God. Remember this, you are not making a pledge in front of any human being, but it is in front of God. To make a pledge or a vow in front of God is a very big thing. And once that is done, it should never be broken. Never forget the pledge made for you, made by you for this life.